Welcome to the first ever wrestling draft on our podcast, When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. Tonight, you'll hear the four beasts of wrestling choose their own companies and resurrect a couple that have fallen by the wayside. We select all different types of stars to rejuvenate our company. So stay tuned after a word from my sponsors. Welcome to the first ever wrestling draft on When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. Tonight I'm joined by the other beast of wrestling. Say hello, little cuz.
What's up?
Say hello, Matty Ice.
Hello, Matty Ice.
Say hello, Yon Man.
Howdy.
All right, so we're going to pick our individual teams. I gave the option to the other beast to pick their own company. They're now the CEO, owner of that company. So, Matt, which team did you pick?
I picked Nonstop at TNA. Me and Dick, he had a downfall. I'll take over your mediocre company and take it to the top.
All right, Joe, who did you pick?
Oh, with my GM?
No, who did you pick as your company?
Oh, well, I took the almighty NXT. I'm going to dominate Survivor Series. Why not dominate the rest of them?
Nice. All right, Yon Man, who did you select?
The classic WCW.
As everyone shows their shock face on the podcast.
I know.
Well, here you go. I chose WWE. I thought about going outside of the box, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to stick with the company that I love growing up. So I really wanted to change the name back to WWF, but I don't want a bunch of pandas getting mad at me.
I don't think pandas that will get mad at you.
No. So the rules of our draft, each company gets one legend pick, one GM pick, 10 male superstars, tag teams count as one pick, picks were determined at random earlier, current superstars only from any promotion in the world. So, our random draft earlier order determined that TNA has the number one pick. WWE has the number two pick. WCW has the number three pick. And NXT, the almighty, picks last.
Uh-huh.
All right, Matty Ice, so let's no longer break the tension. TNA is on the clock.
So, with the pick is in, by the way. Now, are we doing the GM pick, legend pick first? We saving those to last?
Let's do legend pick first. Everybody will announce their legend pick first. That's a great point.
Okay. All right,
cool.
So, I am on the clock, and the pick is in. Too bad we don't – this pick may surprise some people, as he is still a WWE legend that just had a match at WrestleMania. But for my legend – TNA selects the Rated R Superstar Edge.
Nice. He'd fit real well with total nonstop action. Since he just had the second longest WrestleMania match in history.
Yeah.
Well, we won't do that again.
Well, I went on the same route as Matt. My legend pick just had a match at WrestleMania. I chose the backbone of WWE, The Undertaker.
Sweet.
Nice.
Even though he still fights, I decided to roll with Taker. No pun intended.
That's how I felt too, so.
All right, Brian, who was your pick?
The Icon, Sting.
Shot. Who I almost picked as my legend.
Which, yeah. He was a legend in your company.
Yeah, that's why I went that route.
And he's the first ever TNA Hall of Famer, so.
All right.
That's a very small list.
Yes, it is. Yes. So, who is your legend pick for NXT?
He's not really a legend per se, but he is the one that somewhat started NXT. I stuck with Triple H.
Okay.
He's not really a Hall of Famer yet, but he's definitely a Hall of Famer in the works.
Well, he is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, DX.
Yeah, DX went in.
That's right, they did. So, yeah, I guess he counts.
I love that every one of our legend picks has had a WrestleMania match in the last 5 years. So, All right, let's go to GM picks, and then we'll get to our male superstars. Who is your general manager of TNA, Matt?
Man, right. Who
I was like,
started
we got
up.
Some suspense.
The man who started up ECW, who has been a GM before and has been successful. My general manager pick for TNA is Paul Heyman.
Nice. Matt's going a little rated R with. He's taking TNA to the extreme.
Yeah, dang right.
All right, so my GM pick is the best GM in the business right now. Is a legend and very underrated as a superstar. I went with Sir William Regal.
Very nice.
Damn it.
Someone's not happy about your pick.
He is the best GM in the business right now. So I figured might as well roll with him. All right, Yon Man, who is your general manager?
I want to say par for the course. The only person to beat Vince McMahon at his game. Eric Bischoff.
Nice.
Considering he is a free agent currently.
Yeah, since he worked for about 3 days in WWE again.
That's true.
All right, Joe, since I stole your GM.
Well, Brian stole my backup.
Oh, no.
So who is your GM, Joe?
As much as I don't want to do it, he was the one that signed his name on the line to buy WCW, but it wasn't Vince McMahon and Shane.
Nice.
Okay. I was thinking you might go a Kurt Angle, but
I was really thinking you were going to go, excuse me.
No. He will never put foot in my company.
She was almost my pick for GM. Not going to.
All right. So, just our legend picks, we've got TNA has Edge and Paul Heyman as their general manager. WWE has The Undertaker and Sir William Regal. WCW has Sting and Eric Bischoff. And Joe went with the brother-in-laws of Triple H and Shane McMahon. All right, Matt, so now we're down to our male superstars. Who is the number one pick in this year's wrestling draft?
The number one pick... it's an interesting one. I said it was going to shock the world. TNA selects The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, number one.
That's
overall.
No shock.
What?
Nice.
Well, it's shocking he went to TNA.
Oh,
go ahead and mark him off my list.
And mine.
And mine.
All right, so I love that pick for TNA. It gives a new life to them. All right, so I went pick number two, WWE. I went with one of my favorite guys who 2 years ago I sat and watched every number come through the Royal Rumble hoping it was going to be him. I'm taking Kenny Omega, number two overall.
Sweet.
Good pick, sir. Good pick.
All right, Brian.
All right, I'm going with the thermal one, AJ Styles.
Damn it. Well, we just eliminated three of my top six drafts.
That was two of my top four.
All right, Joe. NXT gets the barrel right now. Who you got at number four in the draft?
I'm taking WWE's current champion. I'm taking Drew McIntyre.
Sweet.
Okay, cool.
You got to have a big charismatic dude, and right now, the biggest and most charismatic.
Shockingly enough, I did not have him on my draft
board. I did not either.
Didn't have your own champion on your draft board?
No.
He wants.
He's not my champion. My champion is Braun.
These hands.
All right, he's the universe's champion.
True. All right, so now to the second round. Matt, who is the number two pick to TNA?
Well, since good old little cuz went with a champion. I'm going with a double belt holder in New Japan Pro Wrestling, bringing him over to TNA. I'm going to butcher his name, but it's okay. Tetsuya Naito.
Yes, Naito. Yeah, I'm just putting Naito.
I told you.
I can't spell the first name.
I told you I was going to butcher it. It's Tetsuya.
Sure. I just put Naito.
Okay.
All right. So, I like that pick. You went international. Love it. All right. So, my number two pick. I'm going to go with a guy who stood toe-to-toe with Y2J. From New Japan, and I'm just going to say his last name because I don't want to butcher his first name. I went with Okada.
Nice. Sweet. Nice pick. Did not have him on my board.
All right, you... All right, Brian, give me WCW's number two pick.
I'm going with the monster among men, Braun Strowman.
Nice.
Nice.
They stole both of your champions.
I know.
Dang, Nabbit, he was number four on my draft board.
I think he was on, but no, he wasn't.
All right, Joe, give me NXT's number two.
My number two is my actual prediction for the Men's Money in the Bank winner. I'm taking Aleister Black.
Dang it.
Ah. Dang darn.
Another guy off my top five.
Some reason I didn't even have him on my list. How?
It's a good question.
Shows how much of a GM I want to be. All right, Matt, give me TNA's third pick.
With the third pick in the 2020 wrestling draft, TNA is going to select a man who likes to fight.
Who?
Who?
Matt, who did you pick?
Are we?
We did not hear your pick. We had technical difficulties.
I said I want to pick a man who loves to fight.
Yeah, and then it just cut and out.
It did.
Kevin Owens.
Oh.
Nice. Off my list.
Well, he was farther down on my list, so I'm all right. Kevin Owens is a great pick for TNA. He would be a great champion in TNA. All right, so my number three pick, I went with a gentleman who, I'll tell you what, I'm going to steal one of Joe's. I'm going with the NXT UK champion, Walter.
Okay.
Okay.
The man who would slap the soul out of you.
That is still one of my favorite things, watching him slap the soul out of Adam Cole.
Yes, I mean, he slapped Cole back into the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yawn man. Who's the number three pick to WCW?
All right, going to NWA territory or Impact back in the day, Magnus or Nick Aldis, whatever you pronounce his last name.
Nice.
I shockingly enough had Magnus on my board.
Yeah,
but I didn't think anyone else would pick him, so that's why I have him farther down on my list. All right, Joe, number three pick to NXT.
I'm taking the man that sports the three most dangerous letters in wrestling business, Randy Orton.
Oh, you piece of crap.
Well, so far, three of us have ventured outside of our own territories. Joe is staying with veterans, moving back down.
Oh, well.
All right. So, starting the fourth round, Matt, give me TNA's number four pick.
The fourth pick for TNA, I'm going to have to go with somebody that has not ventured into TNA, but he has been in every other wrestling promotion around the world. That is Chris Jericho.
Ah.
I figured that's who. Once you said that, I was like, I know who Matt's picking.
I didn't have him on the list.
All right, so pick number four for WWE. I'm once again venturing outside of the company. I'm going to go with a gentleman who I would love to see one day in the company. I'm going with Sierra Muerto, Pentagon Jr.
Okay, interesting pick right there.
I'm jumping up and taking him before anyone else decides they want to get
fancy. Wasn't getting fancy. Wasn't on my board.
Didn't even think about him.
All right, Brian.
I have his mask.
All right, Brian, who's number four for WCW?
All right. A versatile wrestler that can do whatever you want him to do. Kofi Kingston.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Joe. Number four for NXT.
Every promotion needs a big heel, so I'm taking Baron Corbin, not King Corbin. I'm dropping the King crap.
Ah.
Okay.
Nice. That's very interesting. I like that pick. All right, Matty Ice, number five, halfway through.
My fifth pick is a man that's set in the mid-low card of WWE, except for like two times his entire career. Kane threw him off in a wheelchair. I'm going with Matt Cardona, a.k.a. used to be Zack Ryder.
Awesome.
Nice.
He was actually on my list, so surprised.
Very, very nice. Well, before anyone decides to get fancy, WWE with the second pick in the fifth round, I'm going to take, bask in his glory, Keith Lee.
What was on my list?
This big man moves like most people shouldn't move.
That's true.
All right, yawn man.
All right. Brody Lee.
Ooh, nice.
Shoot.
I like that pick.
Me and Brian are thinking a lot alike. This is kind of scary.
Well, Brian and I always talked about Luke Harper could have been the next Kevin Nash, so Brian goes out and gets his Kevin Nash.
That is true. Gotta get my NWO going.
All right, Joe.
Every good promotion needs a tag team. So why not take the War Raiders?
Nice.
Or Viking Raiders.
Better than the Viking Experience.
Yeah.
They were on my board, so way to knock them off for me.
You're welcome.
All right, Matt, start the sixth round.
With the sixth pick for the TNA brand. Like Lil Cuz said, every good promotion needs a tag team. And why not bring back one of the greatest, badassest tag teams of TNA? We're bringing back Beer Money.
James Storm was on my board.
He was on mine, too.
Not mine.
Nice pick, Matt. Nice pick. Dang, Mabbit. I tried to go with guys that most of y'all probably wouldn't have thought about, and I was like, ah, junk. So I'll tell you what, my sixth pick in the draft, I'm going to go with a controversial guy who had a match with Big Van Vader. I'm going to pick Will Ospreay.
Oh.
This man has had Twitter wars with Seth Rollins. He had one with Vader. And who knows? I went with the high flyer, Will Ospreay. All right, Brian.
All right, I'm going tag team here.
Nice.
Heavy Machinery.
Ooh, nice.
These tag team fights we're about to have are going to be awesome.
I don't have a tag team yet. I'm about to be up the creek. All right, Joe.
Well, since you took a high flyer, I might as well take the one and only Ricochet.
Ooh, nice.
Sweet.
Great.
Is that your entire board?
Oh, no. Oh, no. My next pick is going to be pretty cool, though.
All right.
Pick number seven for TNA is a man who likes to fight with his hands in his pockets. Orange Cassidy.
Sweet.
Nice. I like the pick, man. I would never have selected him. All right, so I think it's time for me to take my first tag team at pick number 7. I'm taking NXT's tag team champions, Matt Riddle and
Bro!
The Bro!
You suck.
I was like, I need to take them before anyone else does. All right, Brian, pick number 7.
All right, we're going with EC3.
Ooh, nice.
Nope, we lost somebody.
Matty Ice.
Maddie's back.
So, did you hear
Brian? No, I heard silence.
All right, Brian.
It was EC3.
Okay, he was not on my board.
We're fine.
All right, Joe.
Well, he was very underutilized.
Yes, he was. All right, Joe. Pick number 7 for NXT.
Taking another tag team who recently just got let go. The OC. Gallows and Anderson.
Nice. Very interesting pick there. I like it. You're going with some big dudes. Ooh, you're on some athletes in NXT. All right, Matt. Pick number 8
for TNA. He kind of has the Jericho light bright jacket gimmick going on right now in New Japan Pro Wrestling. That is El Phantasmo.
El Hijo Phantasmo.
Yeah.
Right? Sure.
Isn't he in the Cruiserweight Championship tournament or whatever?
Yes. And Joe, you remember watching Lucha Underground, right?
Yeah.
That is King Cuerno. The guy who wore the deer head to the ring.
I like him. I like him.
Nice.
Very nice. So, pick number 8. I'm going to take a gentleman who has been about everywhere in the world and that nobody has shockingly picked yet. I'm taking Matt Hardy.
That was my next pick. You suck.
I didn't even have him on my list.
Gotta go with the Broken Universe.
I didn't have him on mine either. And I looked over. I was like, wait a minute. No one's mentioned him yet.
I was next.
All right, Brian.
I thought he was safe.
Who's pick number 8?
I got to regroup here, sir.
Yes.
You suck. Oh, when your pick just gets ripped out under your legs.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
It happened to me twice.
Yeah, the will.
We're going to go with Drake Maverick.
Nice.
Interesting.
Damn it.
Hey. He can advertise anything.
Nice.
That was the one I had. That was the one I had on my list that I didn't think any of you all had.
Well,
it's your side, so I might as well.
I have one on mine that I guarantee you all have no clue. So I'm all right with that. All right, Joe, pick number 8 for NXT.
Gotta get a little bit extreme with this one. Not really extreme, but his matches here recently have been. If the ring mat doesn't get torn up, I'll be shocked. Tommaso Ciampa.
Nice. To stay in NXT, I like it. All right, Brian. Matt. Who's your pick number 9 for TNA?
TNA selects a man who has had many personas. A man that is a reality TV star personnel. A man who can carry a belt and be awesome.
There goes the one Miz. On my list.
Nice.
Fair enough.
All right, there's some guys I'm really shocked they've not been announced yet. All right, so pick number 9 for WWE. I'm going to go. Let's see. I'm going to go to AEW.
Okay.
And I'm going to steal Jon Moxley back.
Sweet.
He was going to be on my list, but I figured he'd have already went by now.
Well, he was number three on my draft board, and the fact that he hadn't gone yet is what shocked me. I was like, I need to jump on him. All right.
Nice.
Brian.
All right. You can't have WCW without the Rhodes name, so let's go with Cody.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, Brian. I just sit here and I was like, do I want to take Cody or do I take Moxley? All right, Joe, since apparently your last two picks have been taken just now.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Who is pick number nine? You're welcome, sir.
I guess I'll steal someone from AEW, too. Let's take good old Jake Hager.
Ooh, nice.
If we were doing an MMA thing, yes.
All right, there's still a lot of big names still on the board that no one has taken yet, and I'm really shocked. All right, Matt, pick number 10 for TNA.
For the start out the 10th round, the final round of the first ever wrestling draft cross-promotional, we are going to select a man who had the Universal title. Some say he might have been the first Universal champion and got it stripped away from him, and he has never been back to
home.
He has two sides, two personalities. One is pretty good. The other side is a demon. TNA officially selects Finn Balor.
Nice. I hadn't even thought about Balor.
I did.
You're welcome.
Joe having the last pick in the draft is killing you.
Yep.
Let's see. Well, I'm going to rob another guy from NXT. I'm going to take the Velveteen Dream.
Interesting.
Sweet.
Sounds like Joe had another pick that I just took.
Mm-hmm. My list is running short.
I got some guys that haven't been taken right yet, if you want some ideas.
I have three that haven't been taken. All right, Brian, pick number 10.
All right. I need a big person that will set up an NWO, and that would be John Cena.
Wow.
Ooh. Ah! Very, very nice. Yeah. All right, Joe, since every pick you wanted is now gone, who's your number 10?
I'm reforming a tag team and taking two people from WWE. Okay. I'm taking the Bar.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
I can't have anything else tonight.
Well, it is my little brother, so sit down there, NXT.
No.
All right, gentlemen. I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to give you each two more picks. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have 12 rounds instead of 10.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So,
I gotta come up with two more people.
Who is your pick number 11?
Pick number 11. He was gonna go undrafted on my board. And undrafted probably in a lot of places. But I think we could possibly make a deal to where we bring back a couple of people. We can't do that, but I'm going to take a man that never really got his keep in WWE, thanks to a certain man who's now part of the WCW roster. Pick 11 is Wade Barrett.
Awesome.
Very nice. Very, very nice. All right, so my pick number 11, since I surprised you all with two more picks, I'm going with the man who needs to stay healthy, Samoa Joe.
Very nice.
Awesome.
All right, Brian, Pick number 11 for WCW.
Rey Mysterio.
Wow.
Nice.
Comes back home to WCW.
Is it going to be Rey Mysterio Jr.?
Yes. It has to be Rey Mysterio.
That's the only way.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Joe. Pick number 11.
I'm taking a man who right now is currently stuck in a weird mid-card situation and is the king of strong style, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Nice.
Sweet.
I like. We're doing a podcast very soon about the rise and fall of Shinsuke.
What a fall it's been.
Yeah.
Like someone shot a torpedo at the ground.
All right, now for the final selection. The other two picks, I guess, were compensation picks for putting up with me on this podcast. So, for your final pick, Matt, and TNA, pick number 12.
I'm going to go with, because I kind of need a little bit more brute strength, and I still need a little more high-flying action. I'm going to resurrect attack, not resurrect like that. I just mean put back together, and because it's probably one of the funniest things to happen on WWE television. That way I get Daniel Bryan and Kane, Team Hell.
Nice.
Sweet.
I like it. I like it. What a great thing for TNA. They got some winners in this.
About
group.
Time.
Holy moly. All right, let's see. I was going through this list. I'm like, I need a big guy. Because I really only have Keith Lee and Walter. So I'm going to take a gentleman who was always one of my favorite when he came in the company because he is 7 foot tall and you can't teach that. I'm taking Cass.
Nice.
Sweet.
I always liked Enzo and Cass. This Enzo was a jerk and a prick. So
you're correct.
All right, Brian, last pick for WCW.
I'm picking a weak team, but they're good for comedy reasons. The B team.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Recently released Curtis Axel.
Yep, that is true.
And Bo Dallas.
Just.
All right.
Which they just don't use.
Bo leave.
Stop it.
All right, Joe. So the final pick in the draft for NXT, you have Mr. Irrelevant in the wrestling world. Who is your 12th pick?
Fittingly enough for Mr. Irrelevant, he is a part-time champ, kind of, but is still with the company. He has a nice farm in Canada that's surrounded by a lot of area. I'm taking the Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar.
Very, very nice. The fact that Lesnar lasted, I'm shocked. Well, I'm not shocked because none of us really care too much for him.
I was about to say.
All right, gentlemen. So, as the head, we're going to make this sort of like the NWA. So, each of us are going to have a champion in our own company, but we're going to compete for a belt that goes around all over the place. So, it's sort of like a mass champion, but each company has their own champion. So, I'm going to ask you, out of your draft list, to select your champion. So, Matt, who is TNA's champion?
I think TNA's first champion, it's not getting handed to him for reasons because of more than that he might just be a legend or something like that. I need a champion that can put over some younger talent that I have drafted. The first ever TNA champion with the new belt is happily the Fozzy frontman, Y2J Chris Jericho.
Nice. I like it. I like it, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
So, WWE's world champion will be a gentleman who is essentially being a mid-carder in AEW. I'm taking Kenny Omega as WWE heavyweight champion.
Sweet.
He is doing in AEW what they feared would happen in WWE. He's a mid-card guy. And the tag champ.
Yes, he is the tag champ right now.
All right, Brian, who is WCW's world champion?
It will be John Cena turning heel against Cody Rhodes to get the belt.
Nice.
The foam, the NWO.
Okay.
I like it. So you're having him officially break Flair's record. I like it.
Officially break. Well, why not in WCW? Yeah.
Very true. All right, Joe, who is NXT's world champion?
He's already wearing gold in WWE right now anyway, so we'll take Scottish Psychopath, Drew McIntyre.
Nice.
Make him one of few to hold the NXT title multiple times.
Very true. I forgot he did go back and hold it.
A feud between Jericho and Naito is going to be awesome.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed our wrestling draft. Each company now has 12 picks, 12 new superstars or tag teams, and we each determined our own world champion. So thank you again for tuning into our podcast, and I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed. And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.